This is GPB. I'm Taylor Gant. Farmers across the country have many concerns about their place in today's economy and uncertainty of what comes next. In Georgia's 9th Congressional District, covering the northeast part of the state, that's no exception. On a recent day in August, Republican Representative Doug Collins visited several farms in his district to hear what Congress can do to help. GPB's Stephen Fowler was there.
If you watch any national cable news, you may know Doug Collins as the fast-talking, hard-charging congressman who made headlines riffing on the Mueller report as a ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee.
Russia meddled in the 2016 election, the president did not conspire with the Russian, and nothing we hear today will change those facts.
Or maybe for his frustration about immigration and the southern border. But today, Collins is coming back down to earth. He's behind the wheel of a John Deere 7800 forage harvester cutting silage in a sweeping green field of corn. It's a sunny morning at London Farms, a family-owned operation in Cleveland, tucked into the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains 80 miles northeast of Atlanta. The Georgia Republican has represented the 9th Congressional District, which includes the farm, in the U.S. House since 2013. While Congress is in recess, Collins is visiting several farms to hear firsthand the problems they faced and potential solutions he can offer. We're in White County, home to three state parks, waterfalls and mountains, and more than 1,100 farming jobs with more than a $100 million impact on the state's economy. Collins says that's an especially important constituency in the mostly rural district, which runs from Blue Ridge to Elberton. He acknowledges a different sort of insight and responsibility many other lawmakers don't really have.
My district doesn't look anything like the 6th, 5th, 3rd, 4th. You know, half the districts in Georgia are not, you know, don't have the farms. They don't have that ag issue. They have the growth urban sprawl issue.
His district is second only to the 8th district in South Georgia in total farm-related income in the state. That includes things like cows, which London Farms owner Stanley London is showing on a driving tour through the property.
All right, these cattle here are all dairy cattle. We got a mixture right here. Most of our cattle are Holstein. We got a Jersey, we got a red and white Holstein. That's a Swiss cross, but 90% of our cattle are Holsteins. Them are our finished products.
His thriving operation is 850 acres, something he helped build with his father and currently manages with his son. But his biggest concern for the congressman is the federal estate tax and making sure the farm can stay in the family once he dies.
And Doug, you've got to always help us on that. I mean, if you work all your life and put all this equity up, it ain't right for the government to tax it. And I'm just telling you where I'm at.
His next meeting is in a church fellowship hall, a comfortable place for a Congress member who is also a Baptist preacher. Here, he still talks fast, if with a little more twang.
They said, how can you handle Washington politics? I said, you ain't never sat through a Baptist deacons meeting. I love my deacons in this room. God bless you. As a pastor, we know those times. They're fun times because you come together and you find out, you know, what about people and making life work.
At the Farm Bureau Town Hall, he hears a variety of questions and issues that are affecting the sustainability of Georgia farmers, ranging from high-speed internet access to rising electricity costs to immigration. Collins supports an expanded border wall, but also wants immigration reform that works for people who do the manual labor on Georgia farms.
So the question is, how do we get those folks in and how do we get them here to work? Most of which don't want to stay here. They want to just come work and go back and forth and have that ability. We've got to find a way to do that.
Some of those questions come from Nathan and Tina Nix of Double N Farms. Like other farms in the region, this used to be cattle and poultry. The Nixes traded cows for beekeeping and sheep. The sheep are three or four times as profitable per acre than cattle, but they are still trying to make money as a cog in the poultry production chain. Tina Nix.
I realize as chicken growers, we live at the mercy of the integrator. If they decide not to renew a contract, they don't care that we owe $250,000, $300,000 still.
So from Collins, they want an eye on protecting family-owned farms trying to make it in an evolving global economy. At Seabolt Farms on the other side of town, Paul Seabolt has been farming his whole life, and he's proud of that. He used to work with his family, mom and dad, aunt, uncle, but they're all in their 80s now, so these days he mostly works alone.
But I am tired. I'm tired because I ain't got enough help and there's too much to do.
Siebold says it's hard to put young people to work in a job that pays $10 to $12 an hour. Just another issue on the farm Doug Collins will take back to Washington when Congress is back in session on the 9th of September. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Cleveland.